This is Robert. Lionite.com. Not a lion eye. A lion eye. Not a lion eye. Okay, all that. Normally, I've been doing these podcasts with a theme. Check the tape. Three positives. This and that. Tonight is kind of from the heart. What I mean by that is this. I'm sitting here at the computer. 9:39 p.m. I am watching on FightingIllini.com all of the interviews today with different players, Trulon Henry, AJ Jenkins, Nathan Shieldhouse, Martez Wilson, a couple interviews with coaches and such, and it hit me. This is fun. And what's fun is, you know, I don't want to jump the gun on this season, but we kind of matter. You know, we're kind of in the discussion. We're kind of part of things. And as an Illini football fan, we don't get that very often. In the last 15 years, we haven't gotten it very often at all. I think I wrote a post last year that I called Nose Prints, where my son was homesick from school and his friends were out playing, walking down to the park, and he's left a nose print on the window staring as everybody got to go play and he had to stay home. And you know, I equated that to how I felt as an Illini football fan, that everybody goes off to bowl season getting to play, and, you know, we never get to play. And I've always just wanted to be part of the discussion. I've always wanted a team that plays hard and is part of, you know, something bigger, if that makes sense. And listening to Trulon Henry, listening to Vic Koning talking about Trulon Henry, what he means to him, how he's like a son, how he's come around in the last 6 months, and the changes he's seen him personally and as a football player. Listening to Nathan Shieldhouse talk about what it's going to be like in front of 100,000 people at Penn State. Listening to the players say how they're ready to, you know, maybe shock somebody on Saturday. That's fun for me. This is all I've ever asked for. You know, I'm an Illinois football fan. I've always said it this way. You go 7-5. You go 8-4 every year at Ohio State, and you're probably losing your job. You go 8-4 every year at Illinois, and we're going to erect you a statue. And all I've ever wanted, you know, I'm a college football fan, and I'm an Illinois graduate. And putting those things together, all I've ever wanted is a solid team that competes and plays hard, and I can tailgate, and I can go to games, and I can cheer, and I can, you know, have something to be proud of. And we've had some really low points. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of rambling here, but I just wanted to acknowledge that tonight it feels pretty good. You know, we have a pretty good defense that's probably going to keep us in every game on the rest of the schedule, all 8 games. You know, we have an offense that's shown promise. We have a running back that I just saw yesterday listed on, I don't know, even know what website, Walter Football or something like that, had him as the third running back in the draft next spring, saying they saw tape on him and he looks to be that good and he's the breakout player. So as I sit here and I look at the last 8 games, hopefully 9, and I think, you know, we get this running back that could totally bust out. You know, we have a quarterback who's going to get better every game. We have a defense that can keep us in every game. We got a shot here, you know. It's Tuesday, and I'm nervous about a Penn State game. Last year, Tuesday before Penn State, I was squirming. I didn't even want to face it. I knew it was going to be ugly, and I didn't want to deal with it. So tonight, there's no theme. Tonight is where I'm at, and where I'm at is I'm pretty happy. I'm in a good mood because my team plays hard and gets after it and took Missouri and Ohio State to the wire and could shock a few people the next few weeks. I like it. Go Illini.